Hello, everyone, and welcome. We're here in the weekly shiur with Rabbi Shalom Arush, the English shiur of the week. We have the rabbi's going to tell us beautiful words, and we'll have some questions from you, the viewers. Again, you could always send in your questions to +972 52 414 4502, or you could send in an email to 148answers@gmail.com. And Be'ezat Hashem, we'll have a beautiful shiur coming for you this week. Let's start with the rabbi, Be'ezat Hashem.
Thank you, Hashem. I don't know. I was karati Hatam Sofer al Parashat Korah. Mamash Hizuk Hizik oti me'od me'od me'od. ואני ממש ידעתי שזה חשוב, אבל ידעתי ממש שכל כך אתה ממש חשוב דבות שלו.
The rabbi was studying a beautiful Chatam Sofer on last week's parasha, parashat Korach, which gives us enlightens us and gives us chizuk to many areas.
Hatam Sofer Omer Ken Korah Areshon Miyaza Korah Sakatov Batanach Katov Korah Hayat Asha Yemeze
It's brought down, says it right in the Chumash, says that Korach, where did he stem from? The Chatam Sofer teaches us he comes from the leaders of Esav, which were Rasha, Aluf Korach.
Chatam Sofer Kovtev Ani Atam Tamea Al Tzadikim בלי לוי, קרוא שמנם קורח, שהוא שם עשב, וכתוב בגמרא, כתוב את השם, אם נצטרך את יומה, השם, לא מסכים את השם שלהם, אומר זה מה שגרם לו להגיע להיות ממש קרוא אותו שם שער השם ודברים זה מה שקרא לו להיות קורח.
חתם סופר says, he says that what made him go on this path? He says, I'm amazed and I'm questioned, I'm bewildered why such a great tzaddik would name his child Korach, which is a bad name. The Gemara teaches us that just to say the name of an evil person, one should refrain from doing so. So how could it be that his father gave him such a name? His father was a big rabbi. And he gave him the name of Korach. He says, from there it started his downfall. And that's why he started to take the path that he took and to become ultimately an evil person at Asha.
Midrash Shohara Tov Kotev Alat Pasuk B'Tilim Rabbat Sachna La Nefshi Imisone Shalom Midrash Shohara יחיש אדם שונא שלום, ומדם שמון, זה עשיו שונא שלום.
The Midrash teaches us on a pasuk in Tehillim, in some it says, "Sone shalom, a person that hates peace." The Midrash asks, how could it be there's someone in this world that hates peace? It says, yes, there is a person that hates peace. And that's Esav.
Esav gimera teya shalom. Vas shalom bituma. Esav meduyak gamasala shalom. Vas shalom bituma.
So even further, the name Esav has the same numerical value as the word shalom as peace. He says, but no, their shalom is on the evil side, not on the right side. And that's why the Esav and his descendants are called Sone Shalom. They hate peace.
בריתי שלום הפוך מאסף שהוא שונא שלום שכן אסף בגמרתיה שלום.
The Megaleh Amukot also teaches us these secrets. He says that Pinchas merited getting Beriti Shalom, but not the Shalom of Esav. He got the opposite. He got the side of Shalom on the side of holiness. On the right side.
You say, Shekora, Ashorash, Esav.
So it comes out from here that Korach, his whole, he's rooted in Esav, in evil.
Esav, aya sabasulo. Ripas, Korach, and ben shili, Ripas, ben shili Esav.
Eliphaz was the son of Esav, and he's the son of Eliphaz, he was a grandson.
So
Korach was the polar opposite of Aaron. Aaron the Kohen, he was person that he was Shalom, he was peace. On the other side, who came against him was Korach, who resembled this family of Esav, this family tree of Esav, this rooted of hating peace.
Kodesh ze garam lo yagi aliot rashak azze sheol halok al Moshe al Oran lasok tag kaze davar nora Hashem garam lo.
Now, what? At the end of the day, what made him go and argue and come and have dispute with Moshe and Aaron? It's all because of his name. His name Korach was rooted in evil. That's where his downfall was, and that's where he fell to such low levels.
Achen, Asam Saba Shalom, Safta Shalom, Doselo, Be Metu Bekitur Yamim, Oshalem Haimish, Tovimichal, Ashem Ashemish Atakore, Shemaspia, and San Mashela Shemazin, Maspia La Elezilha, the Hen Hilhem, Korakasomot.
So what does this have to do with us? The rabbi takes from this advice that when giving a child a name, don't just go after and find a grandparent or a uncle, an aunt, somebody in the family, because sometimes they had hard lives. They suffered a lot, or heaven forbid, they passed away at an early age. Now this, their luck, so to speak, and their neshama goes and infuses in the soul of the child that you bring to the world now. And they give them that name, they take all those characteristics with them, which is something that you don't always want to do. Therefore, you should always try to name after great rabbis, great people that had good lives.
גם צדיקים, איוב היה צדיק, בוודאי, אף אחד לא קורא איוב, לא עושים שהאלה שלך יעבור.
We know that Eov was a great tzaddik, Job. Now, would anyone in their right mind name their child Eov? No, because you know that there's a full book in Tanakh filled with his life story where he suffered a lot. No one would want to name their child. Everyone understands that.
קוראים לצדיקים ש... חשוב מאוד. ממש... כל אפילו שואלים אותי אבא שלך מה קוראים לו שלמואל אברהם יצחק אבל אבא שלו לא היה אני אומר להם תחבונו על שמואל הנביא אברהם ואברהם יבינו בין אבא גם יהיה לו כבוד אבל השמה של הצדיק תהיה משפיעה על הבן שלך.
So people, sometimes they come to the rabbi and they say they had a child, they want to name it after a parent, a grandparent, someone in the family, and they're very nice names. Avraham, Shmuel, whatever the name was. David. So when you come to the rabbi says, when you come to name the child, don't name it after that specifically. Have in mind for the parent, if their life wasn't so perfect, so to speak, have in mind Avraham Avinu, have in mind Shmuel HaNavi, have in mind these people so the parent or the person that you're naming after will feel that you're doing the right thing, naming after them, but to have the, who's going to give them their characteristics, only the who should be infusing their life with a life of holiness only through the name of the tzaddik.
So, אז זה ממש התחזקתי מזה ומה צריכים להתחזק את זה כתב אנחנו עם ישראל בבוקר מברכים ברכה שעשה לכל צורכי וצריכים לכוון נכון שחזל אמרו שעל הנעליים כי עזיים של שלו נעליים הוא יכול לעשות כל מה שאחר אבל חזל אומרים צריכים לכוון שעשה לי כל צירוקי על כל החיים שלו ממש כל אחד מה שיש לו גם החסרונות וגם יתרונות
Every single morning, when we wake up, we say the morning blessings. We say one of the blessings are She'asali kosor ki. Hashem did everything for me. Now, our rabbis teach us that it refers to that we have shoes to wear. And this is very important. Without shoes, you can't accomplish many things in life. But the rabbi says that there's a little bit of a deeper lesson. What does it mean that you helped me to do everything, that you did everything for me? It means everything. Everything that's going on in my life, whether it's good, whether it seems bad to me, we have to thank Hashem for all those things that He does for us on a daily basis.
As Ehad, he came to the Rebbe, and he was in the
A person came to the Rebbe of Peshischa.
He said, אני אבא של אבא שלו ריק, אין לו כלום, ככה התחיל להגיד לו שממש אין לו כלום, הוא לא צריך לברך את הברכה הזאת, כי אין לו כלום, מה עשה לו כצליק, לא, אין לו כלום.
He came to the Rebbe and he said, Rebbe, I'm suffering, I don't have any money in the house, there's no food, there's nothing to do. I'm really, really, really poor. I don't feel like I should be saying this blessing in the morning that you filled all my needs. Shasali kosorki.
Amalo, Tzadik, Zeh, O Tzarech Eshlecha, תתקבל באהבה, הנהגה אותה שאין ברך ממך. זה הקרצור ככה, שהשם החליט שזה הניסיון האחרון שלך, תקבל באהבה מה שהשם עושה איתך.
The rabbi tells him, oh, this is your job right now. This is your needs, that you should be able to accept the will of Hashem, that he wants you to go through this situation, this rough patch of being a pauper. This is exactly your needs right now.
למעשה, כל אדם, כל אדם יש לו בחיים דברים שיוצאים עם דמודד איתם, אבל כל ההבדים אדם יסתכל באמונה או בלי אמונה. זה ההבדים.
Every one of us has things in life that we have to deal with. Different things come up. The difference is how do we approach the situation? Do we approach it with emuna or we don't approach it with emuna?
מישהו שאל אותי שהילד נולד נכה ברגל. מה עשה הילד? הוא מסכן, הוא נולד נכה ברגל. מה עשה?
Someone came complaining, so to speak, to the rabbi. He said that his child was born handicapped in his leg. He says, the poor child, what did he do? He didn't even come into the world yet. And he comes into the world with an issue with his leg, with a handicap in his leg.
אז אמרתי לו שהשם עושה כל הגדרים שלימים. השם לא עושה שום דבר חסר. השם עושה רק דבר ממש הכל טוב.
Rabbi told him, you have to know, first of all, that everything Hashem does is wholesome, is complete. Nothing Hashem does is imperfect. You know that this is for the best right now.
סיפרתי לו על מגיד מיז'מיז' שהיה נולד נכה משני הרגליים. האבא שלו החזיק אותו באמונה, אבל לא, בני היקר, השם עושה רק דברים שלמים, והשם ראה ששלמו של שמה שלך, שתהיה בגוף כך זה, ואתה מקבל את זה באמונה, שזה לכתוב אותך, וצמח הבא הזה, ולכן הוא זכה להיות גדול הדור. ממשיכו, העיקר של בבא שלמה שלו, שאת כל הצדיקים כולם תלמידים שלו. אם לא היה לו אמונה, היה סבוב, וקנה, למה קרה לי, מה, על ידי אמוניה, יגיע לגדול הדור.
So the rabbi said a story that happened to the disciple, the magid of Magid of Mezritch, that he was born with a handicap in both of his legs, and his father would always give him encouragement, and he would encourage him and say that everything that Hashem is good, and this is you complete. Everything Hashem does is whole. Hashem doesn't create imperfect things. This is you, and this is what we're going to be able to do in this world, and this is your job specifically in this specific situation with your body, with your issue, with your handicap. This is you complete. This is you wholesome. And his father encouraged him, and he became the main disciple of the holy Baal Shem Tov, who led us to the teachings of Chassidut that we have till today is all in his merit.
כל אחד, השם עושה לך, השם עושה רק דברים שלמים. יש אחד, יש לו תאוות האכילה. ויש לך, אוכל, אוכל. יש אחד, לאכול אוכל למענה אותו, אבל לישון הוא לא יודע לצאת מהמיטה. יש אחד, יש לו תמת מלמון, ויש אחד, לוקח סמים, כל אחד, אם יצטקל על זה באמונה, יעלה מזה. ולא מסכם לבנה, הוא יעשו ולדרות בעצמו, למה אני, כל אחד.
Everyone has something. Everyone looks at their life that they're lacking, but really we're all whole. We're really complete. We're not imperfect. This is us perfect. Someone has, they might have one person that he struggles or she struggles with eating, whatever that might lead them to. There's another person that struggles with depression, with chasing money, with drugs, other issues that people look at themselves and they say, why does my life have to be like this? It's so bitter. I have all these issues. But no, if you look at it and say, this is me, this is what I'm supposed to be doing here, and you look at it with the eyes of Emunah, you're able to rise up from this problem and you're able to see the real you.
I got some stuck in the Emunah. Hashem asa oti kacha. Hashem oheb oti. Hashem rote lahazori לצאת מהטבעה הזאת, אני קבל את זה באהבה, אמר תודה על הטבעה, ותבל השם שם יום יום שיעזור, ויראה שזה השליחות שלו, וזה הרבה אותו לעמוד בניסיון בשבילו ובעולם.
So, when you face those challenges and you say that this is Hashem, Hashem made me, I'm perfect like this with my issues. Yes, I will deal with it and I will ask Hashem to help me, but that's what will bring you out of the problems. Problems with eating, problems with sleeping too much, whatever it is that you're going through, to know that this is what's going to bring you to what you're here for in this world. This is your mission statement, so to speak, to work on that. And when you work on it, you'll realize how much you can grow in this area and how much you could move up and become a better person.
כל דבר, כל הזה מתעכל על זה באמונה. כל דבר.
In any area of your life, just start looking at it with eyes of אמונה and you'll see it much better.
זו, יש להם קצת שאלות.
Rabbi says he'll turn over the class to the question part of the class and we'll get right into it. There's a lady that she learned in the Likutei Moharan that when there are harsh judgment on somebody, you shouldn't mention their name. Now she has a custom, she does Hafashat Challah, she says Tehillim and she prays for people. She says she doesn't know if someone has harsh judgments on them or not, is their problem saying their name. For the Avish is Isha Sadika, he also Afashat Chala, Tehillim, mitpalelet al anashim shenem refuah shlema, aval he lamda she belikutei Moharan, she im yesh dinim amishu, lo laskir et Hashem. Omer she ani Isha pshuta, lo yada im ben adam yesh dinim o lo, lagid et Hashem o lo lagid et Hashem.
Anu maskir, kulam, gam anu. מזכירים את השם ומתפללים ורוצים בשם ש גם אנחנו לא יודעים.
The rabbi says even he doesn't know who has these harsh judgments or not that Rabbi Nachman is referring to. Says this is what we do, this is the way we're supposed to do it. You pray with their name and their mother's name. Alright, next question. There's a mother that her daughter has a boyfriend, but this boyfriend is not Jewish, and she wants to know what she can do to help her daughter to build a Jewish home. יש אמא שרוצה עזרה לבת שלה, יש לה חברה לא יהודי, ורוצה עצה מה אפשר לעשות בשביל הבת הזאת. היא גם רשמת את השם.
איי, איי, איי. חוץ מטפליה, אין מה לעשות. עשה הרבה, הרבה אומנים בנסה הנושלה. לרבות בתפילה שישם יעזור לעזור בתשובה ולזכות ללכת בדרך התורה הקדושה, אמן.
Rabbi says, besides for prayer, it pains him a lot, and it's a big, big issue that people are falling to this trap. And he says, besides for prayer, there's really not much we can do. So you should be strong and pray to Hashem that she should want to go in the ways of a Torah and mitzvot and to build a Jewish home. Amen. Yesh Yehudi, she'ove nisyon kasha me'od, u'chev latzet me'abayit, ashev u'gar be'melonit, me'meshpacha, יש ניסיונות של שמיעת עיניים, הילדים כבר קשה להם. הוא אומר שהוא, בוא להגיד, הוא מבין מה, למה זה קרה לו, הוא לוקח את המסר, נראה לי שהוא עובד על עצמו, אבל הוא אומר מה הילדים צריכים לסבול. There's a Jew that he got kicked out of his house, he's living from place to place, and he's suffering. He says, for him personally, he realizes what the message is, but why does his children have to suffer? They're going from place to place, and horrible to live like that, to be brought up like this.
Otzadek be lahazek et kol ha-mishpahim u-memunah she-Hashem oseh rak tov ve-Hashem oheb otam oseh rak tov ha-hazekim le-git todar al-yesurim ve-hakash ma-Hashem she-Hoshia otam me-mar אין צריכים להזק את כל המשפחה באמונה. הרבה משפחות עוברים ניסיונות קשים שמת להם מישהו חשוב בבית. כל המשפחה מהצחה את זה בקיים באמונה. הרבה סיבורים צריכים להזק את כל המשפחה באמונה.
הרבה says that yeah, you're right that the kids don't have to go through this, so to speak, if it's your personal issue. But at the end of the day, they're in it with you. And your job now, besides for working on yourself, is to be mechazek your children in emunah, to tell them that Hashem loves you and everything he does is for the best. And to thank Hashem for the suffering, but then to take it another step and say, Hashem, help us to get out of this. Help us to have a good life. Help us to live properly. Rabbi says, a lot of times families are faced with certain challenges. Someone passes away in the family. It affects the whole family. People are brought up in different ways that it's hard for the children to be brought up like this. Well, there's different questions that arise and different situations and scenarios. The rabbi says that use this situation. Use specifically this situation and teach the children that everything Hashem does is for the best. And everything is out of Hashem's love. And he loves you and he's thinking of you. And that's your job right now, to encourage them and to give them that emunah boost that they need, and to use it the time to pray to Hashem to help things to become better. Next question, there's a lady that she's suffering 8 months, she's not feeling good, the doctors don't know what the problem is, and thank God she got the book Sefer Hashem Nofecha, and she's trying to find what that issue is, that, like the rabbi teaches us, that we're supposed to look for what was the problem that we have to fix in order to get better, but she can't figure it out. And she says, in the meantime, I'm just supposed to continue suffering? This is her question. Yesh isha, she sovelet 8 chodashim, rofim lo yedim ma ze, ובaruch Hashem קיבלה את הספר Hashem נופך, אבל עדיין היא לא מוצאת את הדבר שלחזור בתשובה כדי לתקן את המצב. היא שואלת, מה יש לעשות? וגם אם היא צריכה להמשיך לסבול ככה בינתיים, עד שהיא מוצאה את ה...
חשוב שתלמד את הספר, אמרתי דונדן מהרשעתי, וחוברת חוק התודה.
רבי said to take...
אבל עדן תודה נכונה, יהיה לה ישועה ורפואה במיעוט.
רבי says, take the book, I said, thank you, and saw miracles. And then take the small little pamphlet of the law of gratitude. And when you use gratitude properly, when you say thank you to Hashem properly, you'll be able to have your salvation right away. The rabbi says, this will be your salvation through gratitude. Another question. We're asking the rabbi for advice with someone that has problems with eating disorder. They're eating too much. האם יש לרב עצה או דרך איך אפשר להתמודד עם בעיה של השמנה יתר?
אז דבר ראשון להגיד, תגיד, השם, אתה אוהב אותי תמיד.
First of all, say, Hashem, I know that you love me always.
ואתה נתנת לי דבר לא יכול
Say thank you to Hashem that you created me like this with these tendencies to want to eat a lot, and this, the way my body functions is that yes, I become big very often and fast. Yes, you're suffering and it feels hard for you. We could say thank you to Hashem for this, for these situation.
Gemara אומרת, אם אלמלא הקשבוהו עוזרו, לא יכול לו.
The Holy Gemara teaches us that if Hashem doesn't help us, we're not going to be able to accomplish.
אז Hashem, תחיל להגיד, Hashem ודאי אתה רוצה לעזור לי, כי אתה אוהב אותי.
So you turn to Hashem and you say, Hashem, for sure you want to help me. I know that you want to help me because you love me.
The
rabbi said that you go to that place of emunah and you work on that emunah that Hashem loves you and created you like this with this problem, and you're able to say thank you. Once you get to that emunah and that understanding that Hashem loves you, then you could take it to the next step and have a half hour every day of personal prayer. Rabbi says you could have, say thank you, and also ask for the future to help you to fix the problem. And that combined, you should be on your way to living a very healthy lifestyle very soon. Amen. Last question from what I have in front of me is, there's a mother here in Israel that her child is in America, and he got into a bad situation. He has to go through the court system. Sounds like he's, so to speak, being watched, and he has to spend some time inside. Now, she's worried. He's a little child, and he's just starting his life, and he already messed up. Esh isha שיש לה בן, הלך לארצות הברית, והוא הסתבך שם במשהו, ועכשיו הוא במשפט, וחקירות, מעצר, והיא אומרת שזה עכשיו, הוא עכשיו בהתחלת הדרך של החיים, מה אפשר לעשות בשבילו?
אוי, 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 אוי. אוי, אוי, אוי. צריכים לשלוח לו את הספר בגן אמונה, בגן מספר אטמתי תונדם לא שאהבתי, בגן חובד חוק התודה, ולמד, ולמד והתחזק באמונה. ואנחנו כולם צריכים להתפלל ששם יוציא אותו, ממש יזכור לו את כל התקין בקרוב. אמן.
Rabbi says, main thing that you have to do is send this boy the books, Garden of Emunah, and I said thank you, and I saw miracles, and the small pamphlet, like we said before, of the law of gratitude. And when he learns it and he internalizes the books, he'll be able to have a better life, a better future. Amen.
עוד פעם, ודאי צריכים לעבוד בתפילה כמה שעותים.
Of course, it goes without saying how we have to pray and dwell apart, pray as much as we can for the to for the for your child, for the situation.
אבל אם יצליח לקבל מה שאומר אמנון באמונה, ממש יהיה לו ניסים.
But if your child will be able to accept the situation that he's going through with emunah, will be able to have miracles happen for him.
Sipati b'shabbat shabbat, Yehudi nachonu achmim 10 million euro, nachonu al mashmasha loishonu klum. Ba'ba elai amati lo milakach lecha. אמר לי, המשמר שלם, אמר, מה מי לקח לך? אמר, השם, השם עושה רק טוב. דרך תגיד שעה תודה. אמן אדם, כבר היה פחות משבוע יבר, קיבל אמונה ותלעות מכבר יצאים. אז שם דם עובר נצר, אם ידע באמונם, הכל טוב. זה המעשה של, זה המעשה שעשה לו הכל. השלום בלי אמונה, אפשר להיות בעולם הזה.
Rabbi said a story last week. Someone came over to him and said that he was embezzled. They took 30 million euro from him and he said, who took from him? He started to say, he said, oh, you know that Hashem took it from you, right? He said, if Hashem took it from you, now go and say thank you to Hashem for an hour that this happened to you. Rabbi said, already within a week, he had such an awareness of Hashem and this emunah that he knew that everything is for the best. He was already started seeing miracles upon miracles through his life, because this is exactly what you were here for, and this is exactly why this had to happen to you. To get to that level of emuna.
אז בעזרת השם, אנחנו עקב השאלות ששמענו, רואים כל השאלות סביב, כל אחד מספר ניסיון שעבר. לכאורה בלי אמונה מצב נורא, אבל אין מי הקשה את כל דבר לאמונה. מי עשה לך? השם. כל דבר מי עדך לך תבעתי לך לעשות, כל דבר השם. והשם עושה דבר ראשון, השם אוהב אותך. הדבר ראשון, והשם אוהב אותך, שעושה רק טוב, והשם רוצה לעזור לך ולהושיע אותך. להחזיק באמונה, אצל השם הכל קל. ואדם שאדם מחזיק באמונה, מתהפל לכל הטובה.
To summarize, we see a lot of the questions today where people suffering and it hurts and it's painful. And it pains the rabbi also, as we see. But the rabbi says, without emunah, it's very hard to deal with. But with emunah, it's possible. Everything is planned from Hashem. Everything is the situation, the person, the one that's suffering with their child, with eating disorders, with suffering physically, with the people that had suffering that they were kicked out of their home. Without emunah, we're lost. We have to remember that Hashem loves us and he wants to help us. Everything that Hashem is, does for us is for the best. When we take those words of encouragement from the rabbi, we're able to look at each situation with eyes of emunah and to be able to look at it in a different light. It's not a horrible situation. There is something good here.
איך עם ישראל כל פעם בוכים, מתלוננים, עושים מסר בוכים, עושים בוכים.
We see the past few weekly Torah portions, every single time the Jewish nation gets into a situation, they start crying. They want meat, they cry. They, something else happens, they cry.
אז... שואלים איתו אמה, זה דור דעה. רואים ניסים ונפלאות. איך? לא זה. משה רבנו היה הרב שלהם. מה לא שמעו את השם? מה ראו את השם? איך?
Many people ask the rabbi, say, how could this be? This was a generation that was called the Dor De'ah. They had holy intellect. They were able to understand. They saw Hashem. They heard Hashem by Har Sinai. They had such a Rebbe like Moshe Rabbeinu. How could it be that every time something doesn't work out for them, they start crying and complaining? How is this possible?
לא משנה מה יהיה הרב שלך, כמה ניסים מה הייתה. לא עוד עבודה, אז בטחה בך, לא תשתנה. זה הוכחה.
Rabbi says, we see from here, 100%, we see from this story that without you working on yourself on a personal level, doesn't make a difference the miracles that you saw or the things that happened to you or what Rebbe you had. You had a leader like Moshe Rabbeinu. Doesn't make a difference. If you on the inside are not working on yourself, it's a lost case.
שאדם נפל, נעשו עגל, נפלו בנימות מנדיעה, בוכים, מתלוננים, כל הזמן, גם הורים ודאי ממש לחול, לחלוק על משה, פרשת קורח. מה אדם אין? לא, זה הוכחה גדולה. גם מהתורנות התורה וגם עכשיו השיחה אחית הייתי את כל הניסים מפלות לא תעבוד על צמיחה עבודה עצמית יום יום זה ההתבודדות כל יום לא תשתנה זהו, זה המציאות
Again, the Jewish nation they felt, they made an egel they made an idol They just heard the words of Hashem and now they're going and making an idol. They fall to the Midianite woman. How could it be? And even furthermore, how could it be that they went and they're arguing on Moshe Rabbeinu, Parashat Korach that we just had? Rabbi says it's crystal clear from here. We see it's a proven fact that if you're not working on yourself on a daily basis, which means having an hour of Itbodedut every single day, without that time, without that session of Itbodedut, and working on yourself, on becoming a better person, you're never going to change. You can always go back to that crying and complaining.
Oh, the... זה העבודה הישית, ההתבודדות, כל יום. כל יום, כל יום. אז ממש, זה אדם לראות ממש, הבנו כותב, שהרבה בתפילו, בהתבודדות, עד שבאתי על כל התרבות, כל מדעות, רוח, יום-יום.
Oh, working on yourself only is going to happen with Hitbodedud. And when does that happen? Every single day. We have to have an hour of Hitbodedud every single day to work on ourselves, to become better people, to be able to get closer to Hashem. Rabbeinu says that we have to use prayer and tefillah until we get rid of all our evil tendencies, our bad habits, our bad character traits, and it's possible. How? Through prayer, through tefillah, one by one, go through them and get rid of them out of the system.
No. תחזק ולעת כל לא להתפול ביורוש להתחיל כל פעם חדש ממש להתחיל מה היה עכשיו להיות כל השם תחזק לא אין יורוש.
Rabbi says, don't give up, start again, start brand new, to have Hitbodedut on a daily basis, to work on yourself, to become close to Hashem, and the Rabbi blesses you that you should be able to do this every single day. The Rabbi blesses everyone with happiness, success, emunah, good children, zivugim, everything good in your life, and emunah shlema, and working on yourself on a daily basis. Amen. Thank you for joining us.